Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply winning in the long run. Winning in the long run. Now, you may have heard that popular saying that life is a marathon and not a sprint. And those who become too impatient are those that typically don't realize long-term and sustained success. As leaders, it is important for us to focus on the future and not the temporary element of the present, but on the other hand, have a long run mentality. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I think that once we master the art of winning in the long run, not only will it help us, but also those around us. Let's outline the keys to winning with our RACE acronym. The RACE acronym are 4 key elements to strive and thrive in almost every business environment. That R in our RACE acronym reminds us of the importance of maintaining and becoming relentless. Yes, my friends, we don't win races with speed and strength only. They're also won on endurance. Think of how long a president campaigns when he's running for office. Think about how long a person is going to train just to fight one fight or just to play in one particular sporting event. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it requires a level of relentlessness in order to achieve the greatest things in life. Now, you may say, well, how do I become more relentless? What do I do to keep myself from becoming discouraged? Well, let me give you these 3 keys. First of all, don't quit. We take one step at a time. We keep moving forward. Every day can be a day of progress if we don't quit. The tortoise is not the fastest animal on the planet. In fact, it may be one of the slowest, but it takes slow and deliberate steps, and every day gets closer and closer to the goal. Did you know that the tortoise can live as long as 100 years? Now, you would think that an animal so slow couldn't possibly live that long, but the tortoise doesn't quit. That next element in becoming more relentless is not just don't quit, don't cry. Yes, my friends and neighbors, when you cry, that's the aspect of remembering that there's complaining. So I always say as it relates to don't cry, we don't complain, we don't react negatively, and we don't yield to negative emotions such as anger and depression or jealousy or envy. Yes, my friends and neighbors, things will get hard and complaining doesn't make them any easier. You know, oftentimes kids may complain about doing their chores or cleaning their rooms and all those different types of things, maybe even doing their homework, but complaining only makes the process longer, not shorter. The greatest aspect in life and in business is to adopt an attitude of saying, I'm not going to cry. Cry meaning I'm not going to complain. Then the other aspect of becoming more relentless is don't carry. What do you mean don't carry? Don't carry baggage from the last races. Others don't want to go, but you can't carry them if they don't want to. Harriet Tubman, for example, led the slaves to freedom with the Underground Railroad. She only took those that really wanted to be free. She didn't force those to go that didn't want to go. She didn't stop them if they said, hey, I don't think this is for me. On the contrary, my friends, you've got to make sure that we don't carry any baggage from the last race or from the last contest or from the last this or that. We've got to continue to move forward. That A in our RACE acronym reminds us of the importance of appreciation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to appreciate those who run with us, and we also appreciate those who run against us. When we appreciate those who run with us, what does it mean? Think about it. Your team members of the Super Bowl, for example, every player that wins the Super Bowl receives receives a ring, even if they didn't play, even if they were just on the practice squad, even if they were a trainer or a coach, any contribution is appreciated. How well are you appreciating all the members of your team, those who believe in you? When was the last time you showed them love and appreciation? You see, teams embrace each other. You all know the image of the winning team pouring the Gatorade on the coach. They're so excited that they've won, and they recognize that the coach was a part of that victory. So they don't disrespect or disregard the coach. They show him appreciation by saying, listen, you earned this douse with Gatorade. This is what we do when our coaches win. Also, you appreciate those that run against you. Everyone's not going to be on your side. Everyone's not going to believe in you, but that doesn't mean we have to harbor animosity toward those individuals. On the contrary, they add fuel to our fire. They keep us focused. They serve as a measuring stick for our success, a point of comparison and contrast. Good teams display sportsmanship by congratulating their opponents after a game. You see it happen no matter how tough the game was, no matter how hard the game was to win or not. The teams meet each other after the game, and sometimes you see them kneeling in prayer together or shaking one another's hands. In some instances, they even swap jerseys to show how much they've appreciated the challenge presented to them by their opponents. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to show constant appreciation. That C in our race acronym reminds us of the fine art of creativity. And this is simply the process of believing in the power of your mind. All those who enter into a race must exhibit creativity. Those who are in a race for political office must create slogans and campaign platforms and logos and websites and a whole lot more to appeal to voters. We are all creative. It's just a matter of how much we use our creativity. They have cooking shows now where these top chefs are presented with ingredients that they don't expect, and they've got to make a masterpiece out of what seems like an ingredient they're not able to use. However, they come and they do it every single time. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to spend time thinking about winning. Spend time creating more. The space race in the 60s was when the United States wanted to be the first country to safely land a man on the moon. They had to constantly focus on their objective to achieve their ideals and place someone in outer space, and it had never been done before. However, through creativity, it was able to happen. That's why I encourage you, my friends and neighbors, to develop ways to make winning more consistent. This will get you thinking about strategies that are for consistency, and athletes that win all the time often project the winning images in their mind and come up with creative ways to do the same. Last but certainly not least, my friends, excellence is that E in our race acronym. You see, winning is simply a reward for excellence, doing the same things better than everybody else. So how is excellence established? First, by energy. It's putting your all into something. That's the beginning of excellence. Excellence starts with effort. How much are you giving everything you've got to every task on your plate? Those are the people that become more excellent. And then excellence also transcends to expectations. You see, those who expect to excel typically do. Those who expect to fail typically do. Once excellence becomes the expectation, there's nothing that can't be accomplished. Whether we think we can or whether we think we can't, we're right each time. That's the famous quote by Henry Ford, the innovator of the automobile. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to expect success. Winning teams expect to win. Sometimes losing teams expect to lose. Last but not least, my friends, experience. That's doing the same thing over and over again and becoming better each time you participate in the practice. You see on most resumes, they'll ask you, do you have experience? Employers want to know if you know how to do the job at hand because you've done it before. And obviously, my friends and neighbors, those individuals that are rookies don't often do as well as the veterans. And what's the difference between the rookie and the vet? It's just experience. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to do the little things to gain the experience needed to become better every time. I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I can make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.